So, here's what we're going to do. First of all, I'd like you to stand up and do an activity here, which is significant in terms of how we communicate with ourselves. This little exercise gives a whole lot of the answers in a kinesthetic form. That is to say that the experience is in your body. I'd like you to find a space that you can stand in for a while. You'll need space behind you as well as in front of you. In a moment, I want you to take your left hand and hold it out in front of you. I'd like you to keep it parallel to the floor and to turn around to point behind you. Now, I want you to be careful that you don't injure yourself or strain yourself, so what I would like you to do is just to turn around until it feels tight. We want you to look after your body. So, if you just turn now gently and then look along your arm and see where you're pointing to. And I'd ask you just to make a note of where you're pointing at. Just take a kind of a mental photograph of it so that you recognize if it was there or somewhere else. And once you've done that, just turn back to the front now. That's right. Now, there's one other important instruction about this whole exercise, and that's to keep your feet in the same place. Yep, that's right. Right there on the end of your legs. And if you keep them in the same place right throughout the whole exercise, that's useful. Now just take your left hand and turn round until it gets tight, and have a look and see exactly where you're pointing. Once you see that, with your feet in the same place, come back to the front. That's great. So now I'd like you to imagine something. I'd like you to imagine that your finger moved 10 centimeters or 4 inches further round than it did that first time. So what that would mean is that that photo that you took would be kind of shifted along, wouldn't it? You'd be pointing at a different place on the wall or outside the window. Imagine that. Once you've imagined that, I'd like you to extend your imagination and imagine that your finger went round 30 centimeters or 1 foot further than it did then. 1 foot further round. Way, way round. And what would happen is you would see a totally different picture because it would be way, way round. You'd be pointing at a different place on the wall or a different place out the window. Imagine that. And imagine that when you did that, it was easy. Imagine that your body just sort of flowed around 1 foot further, easily and comfortably. And now, even further. I'd like you to imagine that when you turned around, your finger went 40 or 50 centimeters further round, way round. If you can imagine that, then you can imagine going around 60 centimeters or 2 feet further. What would it feel like to be that much more supple and turn that much further easily? And what would you say to yourself if you could do that easily? Would you be surprised? Imagine that your finger just sort of flowed round and now you'll be seeing a totally different place. Now, I'd like you to take that same hand and see how far you go around now. That's right. And turn back to the front. The first thing to check is, did you go around further? That's great. Now this means that your neurology is working, by the way. Your neurology is the brain and all of the nerve cells that connect your entire body up to your mind. And the thing about it is that what you did just then, you gave your neurology and what I'd call your unconscious mind some instructions. Because what I did was I got you to make pictures in your mind of what you'd see if you went around further. I got you to listen to my voice describing what it would be like to go around further. I got you to feel what it would feel like in your body if you went around further. Your unconscious mind took those things as instructions. It thought, oh, that's what you want. And it went right ahead and generated that result for you. And what's important to know is that your unconscious mind is generating results like that every second of your life. Every moment it's listening for your instructions. So each of you have certain dreams and certain goals in your life. For example, to enjoy successfully achieving the things that you're doing on this course. I'd like you to check how you're imagining those goals inside your mind. What pictures do you make of you achieving all the things that you want to achieve and even going further? Do you talk to yourself about what it will feel like to do those things? Do you get the feeling of what it will feel like to have achieved those goals? I can guarantee that your unconscious mind is listening and waiting for those instructions. When you give it those instructions to go further and achieve those things, that's what it does. It absolutely just goes right ahead and does those things for you. Now, some of you may not have got the experience of going further. That's right, it didn't work, because you didn't do the process the way I told you. I said to imagine what it looked, felt, and sounded like to go further, and you talked to yourself inside about how this probably wouldn't work for you, right? And that's probably the way you've been doing a lot of other things too. You're already good at talking skeptically to yourself. If you want to get a different result in your life, then it's worth using these exercises the way we describe them, and only do what we describe. You just did more work than you needed to. Now, let's do that one more time, the new way. When people don't achieve in life, it's not laziness. It's just a lack of adequate, compelling goals. When you turned the second time, you had given your unconscious mind, the part of your mind which runs your body, a set of instructions by making pictures of your goal, feeling what that goal would feel like, and listening to me and your own internal voice talking about the goal. These internal representations, or internal pictures, sounds, and feelings, are treated by the unconscious mind as if they are real. In this course, you'll learn how to use this information to achieve more of the goals you want, particularly in your personal and professional relationships. Knowing how important it is to have in mind what you want to achieve, the goals of this course are worth considering. Over these sessions, you'll learn how to set achievable goals, how to access resourceful states, how to build rapport easily, and select appropriate communication skills, how to help others solve problems. You'll learn how to assert your needs, and you'll discover how to resolve conflicts and influence others. Transforming Communication was developed by Dr. Richard Bolstad and Margot Hamlet. Margot died in 2001, and Richard continues to teach in New Zealand, where the course is used in several degree-level trainings. Richard has taught these skills around the world, including such places as Sarajevo and war-torn Bosnia-Herzegovina. In developing the course, Richard and Margot drew on the skills of several disciplines, including effectiveness training, which covers things like parent effectiveness training, teacher effectiveness training, leader effectiveness training, and so on, and also neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming is the study of how people achieve success in whichever field they operate. In NLP, if we want to study communication, for example, we find people who are having more success than others in that way, and find out what makes the difference. The attitude behind this is an intense curiosity about how people do well. A lot of the early research in psychology was about how people get depressed, or anxious, or confused. But NLP is based on a curiosity about how people succeed.